This is the reading portion of Pimsleur's Polish 1, containing the reading lessons which accompany the spoken language lesson units. There are 20 reading lessons. It's recommended that you do the readings after each day's unit, starting with Unit 11. Seeing the Polish spelling of a sound will help to fix the sound in your mind. If you wish, however, you can wait and complete all the readings at the end of the course. The Polish alphabet in general reflects different sound values than the Latin alphabet, even though most of the letters look quite alike. You are therefore encouraged to repeat each lesson as often as necessary in order to familiarize yourself with the Polish sounds that correspond to the letters. To begin, you will need your reading booklet. If you don't have the booklet at hand, stop now and start again when you're ready. Open your reading booklet to Lesson 1. Look at the first word. Listen to the Polish speaker pronounce it.
Mama.
Repeat it aloud after him. Always repeat aloud after the speaker.
Mama. Mama.
The Polish letter A is always pronounced
A.
Keeping this in mind, try to read number 2.
Adam. Adam.
Did you hear the stress in that word? This is a common Polish pattern. In two-syllable words, the stress is on the first syllable. Read number 2 again.
Adam.
Number 3.
Pan.
Look at number 4, which is a question. Very short words often don't have a word stress and attach to the next word. Try to read number 4.
A pan. A pan.
Read 5.
Tak.
6.
Tam.
Do you remember the stress for two-syllable words in Polish? Read number 7.
Tata.
8.
Kasa. Kasa.
Look at number 9, which contains a double N. Listen and repeat.
Anna.
Now try number 10.
Panna.
Listen and repeat number 11, paying attention to the short Polish O.
Dom. Dom.
Read number 12.
Ton.
Now try to read number 13. Make sure to pronounce the O in the Polish way.
To. To.
14.
Bo.
15.
Po.
16.
Kot.
Now read 17.
Mam.
18.
Oko.
19.
Nos.
Number 20 starts with a fast KT combination. Try 20.
Kto?
This is the end of reading lesson 1.